Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, head up to the website. You know, I really do. And you heard the other day that the FBI raided, they didn't raid. I shouldn't say that. I don't like sensationalism either. They went after Mike Lindell. I mean, stopped him at a fast food joint, took his phone away from him. And if you hear the story how it went down, he didn't do anything. I mean, he didn't. They even said to him, no, you haven't committed a crime, but we want your phone. And I'm going, seriously? He said, well, I want to call my lawyer. And the FBI just said, well, you can't call your lawyer because we need to take your phone. He goes, well, how am I supposed to get this to my lawyer? I put my whole business off my phone. I don't know any of this. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? He didn't know what to do with himself. So he called the attorney anyway. He wasn't having it. So he did. He called his attorney. He said, hey, look, we got a problem here. I'm not being allowed to do this. And so, you know, they finally, like I said, they finally let him use the phone. That was nice of them, wasn't it? And I don't get any of this. So they took the phone from him. What they're looking for, I don't know. And it's funny, did he have to give them, or I wonder if he did he have to give them his login and password? Gotta ask. Because I don't know. I really don't have a clue. Because, you know, they always tell you they can't get in. They always tell you they can't do, you know, they can't break the password. And what is it? Apple won't give it to them if it's an Apple phone. So I don't understand what they want. Anyway, is that all that to say? Head up to mypillow.com, mypillow.com, right? And Mike is offering a great discount to Patriots. Great discount if you use promo code Joe. Got a great sale going. And again, let's help him. Let's help his company. Let's help him. Remember, he's got Americans working. He's paying taxes in this country. He's keeping people in the community working. He's doing a lot of great things. We should support him. We should work harder to support people like him. And people like me. So mypillow.com, you got pillows, pillowcases, you've heard me, sheets, everything. I didn't even think he has a mattress now. I think they now have a MyPillow mattress, which I have no idea what that would be like. I'm keeping the mattress I got, very happy with it. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. As I always say, Get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. All right. Todd Starnes was giving a speech. And the lefties went crazy online when they heard the speech. He spoke at the Faith and Freedom Conference. It was called the Pray, Vote, and Stand Summit in Georgia. He said, when you take God out of the founding documents, when you take God out of the way of life, when you marginalize our churches, when you get chaos and culture, is when you take God out of these situations. Now, you know how that went over. That triggered progressives from coast to coast. They went out of their minds. And many of the left responded to the video of the speech they posted by the Family Research Council. They called Sarge ignorant. He needed to recheck his facts. I don't know what facts he needs to recheck. One fellow by the name of David Jensen, he said, if Todd's really that ignorant about American founding documents, our Constitution says nothing about God, wrong, other than to make sure that religion has no say in our government, wrong. The Declaration was using God as a political prop, much like the right-wing bigots do today, wrong. I mean, if these guys truly would read the letters of the Founding Fathers, they would find out just how wrong they actually are. But look at, I'm not so sure they even care. I shouldn't say I'm not so sure. I'm sure they don't care. How's that? They really could care less about any of this. They just hate God. They hate God-fearing people. They hate people who don't see the Democrat Party as the gods of today. Right? Now, you have another person that said, not true. Go look at Jefferson's note. It's Monticello, creator, applied to all religions, not just ones that grit for membership dues. These people are amazing. Jefferson, you should go read Jefferson's quotes. Don't read them from an atheist site. Okay? Read them from a neutral site. Read some of the letters that they wrote to each other, where they were at. For a man who didn't believe in the God of what they say it is, Jefferson's, he signed all his proclamations in the year of our Lord Christ. I'm sorry. How is that a generic God? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always be involved, be engaged, be informed. It's the best way to understand. All right? So we were talking a little bit about Jefferson. And, you know, I love how they pull, over the years, they've pulled bits and pieces out of his speeches. They've pulled bits and pieces out of things he said. Okay, to try to make it look like he had no want of religion. Now, I don't know exactly how many he had, But I think as president and even of governor of Massachusetts, Jefferson had called for full days of prayer. Of prayer and fasting. How does that turn out to be a man who doesn't believe in God? Who doesn't want anything to do with church? Right? I mean, they talk about Jefferson as he just didn't believe in Christ. He didn't believe in the Bible, if you would. Right? They felt, or they're trying to make it look like he felt, that the Bible was not the inherent word of God. And that Christianity and liberty may not go hand in hand. This is so untrue. All of these are so untrue. You go read his letters. Here's a man that was majorly confused. If he wanted nothing to do with the Bible, major, major confused. And I say that because if you think about it, here's a man who held, you've heard me say this before, he held church services in a federal building. How does that work? But really, think about it. How does that work? And then if you want the true separation of church and state, why did he have the military band play the hymns on Sunday in that same church? Or, I'm sorry, in that same federal building that was acting as a church on a Sunday? Right? I'm just saying, I want you to think it through. When they say he didn't want this and he didn't want that and he didn't want this, I want you to think through what he was, what he did, and what he believed in. And the only way you really know that is you've got to look at what he wrote. You've got to look at the letters that he wrote. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, we could do a whole thing on the myth of Thomas Jefferson, what they've tried to get you to believe over the years. Right? So you know how I keep telling you, you have to keep your kids strong. You have to keep working with your children. You have to keep making sure that they know who they are, how they should stand up, what they should stand for. And these teachers, I know, they can ruin your life, these professors especially, if you don't fall in line with what they want, which is why we need more Christians to step up in the universities or starting our own universities. And that's where you should be teaching this. Sad number recently released that 70% of conservative students fear social repercussion for opinions. Are we for real? It was conducted by political science professors at the University of North Carolina. They found that conservative students within the UNC system face distinctive challenges, especially when it comes to free speech and expression. Nearly 7% of them are afraid that they'll lose friends. So, they're not really your friends, right? If that one thing drives them nuts, why? If the fact that you're conservative pushes your friends away, that's a problem. They're not really your friends. They're not going to be there for you. We find that at every institution in our study, there's a clear ideology or ideological divide. Self-identified conservative, they express free expression-related concerns as far as higher rate than self-identified liberals. Now, across the 8 campuses that they did the study in, researchers determined that liberal students outnumbered conservative students by a ratio of 3-1. You know, I think we did this before for you guys. What was it? It was up in the 30s. It was 30-1 is the ratio of how many liberal teachers, professors there are to conservatives. So what would you expect? This represents a significantly wider division than that which exists on state levels. Now, according to results, 68% of conservative students are at least slightly concerned about the social consequences, especially the ones that come from their peers as a result for them Really just putting out there truly what they believe. Now, 22% of only 22% of liberal students express the same concern. So knowing that these colleges are more liberal than they are conservative, the liberals have less concerns about talking about what they believe. Now, perhaps the most concerning finding is that the significant number of conservative students, they allow these concerns to drive themselves towards self-censorship. 46% of conservative students report they engage in the practice, while only 12% of liberal students note that they do. Now, it's not surprising, right? Austin Reeder, a recent graduate of the University of North Carolina, he told the Young American Foundation that some professor paint conservative ideas to students as radical extremists. Anyone who stands up to challenge them, you put your reputation on the line at that school. Now, Ben Shapiro hosted a seminar last year to a standing room only. He was reading "Excuse Me, Professor," challenging the myths of progressivism, which is published by Young American Foundation in partnership with the Foundation for Economic Education. Now, with the resources they provided, YAF made sure I never felt alone on campus, he said. They gave me the confidence I needed to stand up for my beliefs in the classroom. So these organizations help these kids with their conservative viewpoints, to stand up for their conservative viewpoints. And it's terrible. Terrible. These parents and others that really don't know anything about the organization will browbeat and bully either their kids' friends, into not doing this, into getting away from this, not being part of it. It's nuts. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Be back in a few minutes.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The World Health Organization said the end of the COVID-19 pandemic is, quote, in sight, and the world has, quote, never been in a better position to reach this long-awaited goal. Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl's home and office were raided by sheriff investigators looking into an award allegedly given to a nonprofit organization the supervisor is connected with.
This strikes me as being part of a sort of a bogus non-investigation.
This news comes after an investigation by local officials and the Los Angeles Times found a network of officers targeting vocal critics and political opponents of Los Angeles Sheriff Alex Villanueva. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. All right, here's the fun part. You know, Joe Biden, the master storyteller. I don't know if any of you have heard this before. But Joe has often claimed that he was a teacher, a professor, before he ran for president. Take a listen.
I had no intention of running. I give you my word. I was teaching, and I thought that was the best thing for me to do.
He gave us his word. That's it. That's good enough for you, right? We good? He's repeatedly said that he taught. Right? This is more lies by him. This is just the other day. He falsely claimed that he was teaching before he ran for president in 2020. Now, over the years, Biden has repeatedly claimed that he was a professor at UPenn, University of Pennsylvania. But Biden was paid $1 million by the University of Pennsylvania. He never taught a single class. He never showed up in a classroom. They've always been corrupt. Just the way they've always operated. This is one of Joe Biden's favorite lies. I had no intention of running. I was teaching, and I thought that it was the best thing for me to do at the time. Right. Well, you writing on a blackboard, Joe? And then it came to light? This guy truly is a legend in his own mind. I mean, I just find it interesting that people run around calling everybody racist. This is one of the biggest racists. Him and Jimmy Carter. The two biggest racists we've ever had as presidents. You want a perfect trifecta, you throw Lyndon Johnson into that mix. He was never a professor. He was never a teacher. After he was VP. He was paid $1 million to do absolutely nothing. He got $250,000 a year for all intents and purposes to sit at home and do nothing. Now, when one of the reporters asked whether Biden had in fact taught any courses, since being hired. The University of Pennsylvania Vice Provost for Family, Anita Allen, didn't list any. She said that his work was instead based in Washington. What does that mean? Never taught a class. Right? He was basically paid to do a few speeches. And he keeps telling this lie over and over and over again when everybody knows he didn't step a foot in the classroom. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. About time we get some little wins here and there, you know? A judge ruled the New York Police Department, New York Police Department can't fire a cop who refused to receive the COVID-19 shot. Court in New York finally ruled that they couldn't terminate an officer who refused to take the shot, and he sued the city over the mandatory COVID vaccination policy. Now, this is going to help about, in New York's got a very large police department, but it's going to help about 24 police officers. They've all brought the same lawsuits against the city of New York. Hopefully, it'll all fall in line. Alexander DeLito, a 43-year-old police officer, he had his request for a religious exemption granted after the city failed to provide a specific explanation for rejecting his appeal. The NYPD denied DeLito's request for religious exemption on February 15th without any context as to why. Simply writing does not meet criteria. What does that mean? I would ask the same question. The hollow generic phrase does not meet criteria cannot be rational because not a single item particular to DeLito was discussed and not one single reason was the decision was given. This is according to the judge. It's the duty of the agency to explain the decision. Now, he was on the force, or been on the force for 9 years. He works out of the 88th precinct in New York. He filed the suit the day before he was set to be fired. Bluthin granted a temporary restraining order, allowing the father of the five to stay on the force, waiting for the decision. Biggest concern when he wandered into my office in early August was how he was going to support his children. He didn't know what he was going to do, but under the circumstances, he wasn't going to betray his religious beliefs. Well, good for him. I wish more people thought like that. I wish more of you, some of you here are fine, but I wish more of you would pick something that you're willing to go to the wall on, that you're willing to lose your job on. This guy was willing to lose his job over his religious beliefs. How many of you are willing to do that? Rodriguez said that his client was elated at the judge's decision. He can keep his job. He can remain unvaccinated. He feels very vindicated. And if you think about this, look at what's happening today. This whole thing is starting to fade away like nothing ever happened. Right? Now, Marius has filed more than 20 cases on behalf of cops opposing the termination. He said, my goal is to keep them employed. Last thing we need is to fire more cops. But right now, there's an acceleration of crime. A lot of police officers have retired or left because of this. They don't need any more leaving. And these guys were heroes during COVID. They were out there. And many lawsuits have been filed over the vaccine mandate, included by NYPD's largest union for the Police Benevolent Association. They argued that Mayor Adams' exception of the mandate for performers and athletes, right, think about that, performers and athletes, undermined the claim of protecting public health. Look, these guys aren't athletes, I get it. But you think about how much running they have to do when they're chasing somebody, the anxiety of a whole bunch of stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Fetterman agrees to one debate with Oz on October 25th. Now, you know this is the guy that John Fetterman is running against Dr. Oz. They're running for the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania. John Fetterman had originally said it wasn't going to happen. He was dodging Oz's request to the debate to be there. So the 60-minute debate will take place on October 25th. Fetterman's campaign asked for live, real-time closed captioning that will appear on monitors visible to the candidates and throughout the duration of the debate. Dr. Oz's campaign asked that the debate moderator explain that Fetterman is using closed captioning and to extend the debate from 60 minutes to 90 minutes to accommodate any delays. I don't understand. Maybe he'd have a hard time hearing. I mean, not to be ashamed of. Hearing loss in this country is up all over the place. So, Dr. Oz's campaign asked the debate moderator explain that Fetterman is using closed captioning and to extend the debate. Now, Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the Democrat nominee for Senate, said that Wednesday he would participate in one debate with Republican Dr. Oz, who had made an issue of the opponent's willingness to face him because Fetterman continues to recover from a serious stroke. Now, here's the thing I don't know. Look, again, I'm sorry he had a stroke, really am. But this is like the Joey B situation. If you're incapacitated, if you can't do the job, if you're having a problem, what are you doing? If you really truly care, you don't run. You drop out. You don't do the job because you're not going to be able to do the job properly. So just different. Anyway. They agreed that the television studio agreed to provide live, real-time closed captioning. It'll appear on all the monitors like he asked. It's a really weird request, though, is it not? The Oz campaign responded later that the Republican would agree to the debate, but asked for specific conditions, including that the debate moderator explained that Fetterman is using that closed captioning. Well, yeah, I wish somebody could explain that. Now, Dr. Oz looks forward to being there, he said, to share his vision for a better Pennsylvania in America. He also wants to expose Fetterman's record as the most radical far-left Senate candidate in America. True statement. The guy's a real full-blown communist. Tom Senior Host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. It's the only way we win. So, right on the heels of this win with the New York City Police Department, the men there, men and women, now what you're seeing is the order which disqualified SEALs from duty for seeking a vaccine mandate. Religious exemptions. So if you were a Navy SEAL and you were seeking a religious exemption, you couldn't get one. They wouldn't give you one. But it has quietly been canceled by the Navy. I wonder why. Trident Order number 12 disqualified SEALs seeking religious exemptions from the COVID-19 vaccine. SEAL seeking exemptions would be barred from training, traveling, or deployment and conducting other standard business, making them undeployable. Now, if you go over to the Gateway Pundit, he's been reporting on this negative impact forever. The vaccine mandates to the military, how it's decimated police departments, military fire departments. And especially the religious community. So, he's written several articles on this. And the details, all the details of the vaccine injuries in the military. Directly related. I mean, look, these guys are in great shape. When a large number of them get sick right after the vaccine, you've got to make a connection. You can't just ignore it. In August, he interviewed the, God, where did it go? The screen just took off. He interviewed Lieutenant John Bose on the fight against the mandate as well as the impact of the requirements on military readiness. Now, Lieutenant Bose shared, yes, absolutely. Let's dig into this for a second and talk about just pilots. I think it's a good example of the national security issue. I'm giggling because there's actually a couple of gnats making me crazy. Anyway, security issue that we face right now, we're looking at the shortage of about 1,900 pilots in the Air Force. Now, whoa! 1,900 pilots? In 2017, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force said the shortage of 1,500 pilots was a crisis. The number's grown. And I don't know, what is it? We don't have anybody who can qualify for that? The pilots seem to work out with our national security goals, especially at a time where tensions with Russia and China are rising. Now, in March, the Biden administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reinforce its COVID-19 vaccine mandate to groups of Navy SEALs who remain unvaccinated. Right? He dishonestly claimed it posed an intolerable risk to safety and mission success. Look, these guys are the healthiest guys on the face of the planet. Okay? And there's no reason in the world for them to be forced to do stuff like this. So Judge Reed O'Connor granted a temporary injunction to the group of Navy SEALs from taking the Biden COVID vax, if you would. Especially the ones that were asking on religious exemptions. So you can fight these things. You can. Some people say, we can't win, it's the military. No, you can win these things. You can fight these things. This information has only become publicly available after a new filing in the case. Trident Order Number 12 made a non-compliant SEALs and other troops impossible to deploy and designated them as medically disqualified. And you're seeing, like I said, this is great. You're seeing more and more of these people push back. You're seeing more and more people step up and push back and say, look, we're done with this. We have to be allowed these exemptions. We have this right under the Constitution. There's no reason why we should be denied. Anyway. You know, the more you hear about Disney, I don't understand some of you parents, the more you need to stop buying their stuff. The more you need to stop working with them. In all sincerity, all seriousness. More Disney employees have been arrested in Florida. It was a child sex thing. And how many are there here? 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wow. 13 or 14 of them. So Polk County Sheriff's Office announced that, 160 people were arrested in the latest human trafficking sting. 160 people were arrested. It was took 7 days. It was an undercover human trafficking operation. So they told reporters last week that a Disney worker was arrested in this thing. At another press conference announced more Disney employees were arrested in part two of this thing. How do you do that? How cold do you have to be? Right? To push kids into human, and it's human sex trafficking. It's not just human trafficking. These kids were being pushed and sold in the sex rings. He went on to say, we arrested 173 in our fall operation, not just 160. And Disney employees were among, there were about 13 of them arrested the other day. Now, 28-year-old Josh Cummings from Davenport, Florida, was employed as a construction subcontractor and was currently building a new roller coaster at Disney. Josh was charged with one count of traveling to meet a minor for sex and one count of attempting lewd battery. Kevin Sanders, 42, of Winter Garden, he worked for Disney for 16 years. He was charged with one count of transmitting harmful material to a minor, one count of using a computer to solicit a child for sex. And it goes on and on and on with all of these guys. They're predators. They're child predators. Right? They attempt to sexually abuse or groom these kids. They want to corrupt them so that they can go ahead when they do grab them and they push them off. This is an easy sell for them. You know, parents, you got to get, you have to get into your kids' stuff. A lot of these parents will say, not my kid. My kid wouldn't do that. My kid wouldn't be involved in that. My kid wouldn't do these kind of things. They're floored when they find out. Why do you think that is? I'm not trying to be a jerk. I mean, seriously, why do you think it is that when they find out, they're floored? Because there's another buddy of mine that comes on here who deals with teens. You don't spend enough time with your kids. You don't know what's going on with them. These aren't just teens. These are younger kids, too. They get these kids online. They use electronic devices to give them access to what? Gaming and mobile applications, texting. One of the latest things that are going on is a little girl, and I mean little girls. I guess for me, they'd be really little girls. They're somewhat sexting, okay? They're taking pictures of themselves naked from the neck down, no faces. I guess that's the kind of little game or rule that they do. And they charge like $5 for the picture. Okay? And I don't know, there's all kinds of platforms I guess it goes on. So when you do this, and you got these kids, and then all of a sudden, they get, what was it, doxed, or the picture gets out somewhere else, and they're devastated. They don't know what to do to it. Their lives are ruined in their eyes. Why do you let your kids do this? Why do they have to have a phone like that to begin with? What? You know, again, I'm not just saying this to sound like the old guy in the room. What does a 13, 14-year-old need a smartphone with full access to the Internet with no restrictions? Why does that need to be? I'm curious. Really? So they've got these police departments. God bless these guys. Beating their brains out trying to keep these kids safe. You would think that Disneyland, or Disney as a whole out there, it would be safe. They would check out their people. They would keep track on what was going on. But there are no less than, I'm reading the article here, or I had read the article. There's no less than like 9 different police departments in Florida involved in this. That's a big deal. And then with this thing operation, obviously, we're going through the whole thing, but ultimately what they do is they catch these people showing up to either pick up the kid, have sex with the kid, bringing exactly what the kid asks for them to bring so they can have sex with them, knowing that they're minors. And what's the rub? What's the upside? These people are Disney employees. They can get me in the park for free. Joe Messina, your host. Watch out for your kids, will you please? God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow.